through some basic points of the mitzvah matanas of Yarim. The mitzvah matanas of Yarim is to give out on Purim to two aniyim, each one a donation to two, an adaba to two aniyim. The amount that a person has to give, Mishnah Berurah brings out this year is a pruta, which is a very minimal amount a person has to give to each oni. There are those who, however, understand the mitzvah matanas of Yarim is to make sure that the oni has what he needs to be able to have his needs for the mitzvah of the yom, the suda, etc. So a person should give out, the amount would be available for it, the person to have a suda. A person arguably could go to the store, buy a roll, buy a can of tuna, etc. Cost him $2, and he's got a meal. A person can get a meal, a full meal, for $1.50, $2. So this person should be giving out at least that amount to one of two aniyim. That's the minimal share. Obviously, a person can give more. A person can give more than that amount. A person cannot fulfill the Iker Mitzvah Matanas of Yarim with Mos Meiser. He cannot use Meiser money for that purpose. Anything which he adds on above and beyond the minimal amount, a person could use Meiser money for that. If a person wants to give it, what is the right time to give it? So the Iker Mitzvah is to give it on the day of Purim itself. The Mishnah Berurah talks about by Mishloach Manos, a person should have in mind when you make the Bracha Shechiyanu by Mikra Megillah, excuse me, that person should have in mind for the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim also. He doesn't mention Matanas of Yoinim, that you have to have in mind with the Shechiyanu for that mitzvah. Those who understand because the Iker Mitzvah is Mitzvah Stoka, which is an ongoing mitzvah constantly throughout the year. So you can't say Shechiyanu. Those understand it's a special Purim mitzvah. So actually, there is a Makar Chaim which says that a person should have in mind by the Shechiyanu for the mitzvah of Matanas of Yoinim also. Nafkamina is, can you give it before Mikra Megillah in the morning? You know, there's an inyan of giving it out as early as Zvizim Akivim the mitzvah, inyan of giving it to the Oni, he should be happy, maybe you want to give it before davening. So, Rabbi Akiva Endelin says you should give it out, you could give it out even before davening, there's no issue of the Shechiyanu giving it beforehand. So a person could give it as early as possible, make the Oni Mesameach, you know he's getting money for his needs. A person should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah, Midivrei Kabbalah, of giving matanas of yoinim. If a person has a choice between spending his money on matanas of yoinim or on mishloach manas, the person should preferably spend his money more on matanas of yoinim than on mishloach manas, because there's no simcha by Kodesh Baruch Hu greater than mimus sameach, a person who is poor and will fulfill this mitzvah. Most people fulfill the mitzvah nowadays not directly, but they give it through some type of an agent, through a shliach, and that is acceptable. A person could do that. What about giving the money before Purim that the shliach should give out on Purim? So that has become the accepted approach, and that is acceptable. There are persons which disagree with that. There's a diak in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says you should not give matanas of yoinim before Purim, because maybe the Oni will use it before Purim. Which seemed to indicate, had he waited until Purim, it would be acceptable. So the act of giving does not have to be done exactly on Purim. You yourself, you can make a shliach to give it out on Purim for you. I want to point out that the chiyuv matanas of yoinim applies to even a person who's samach al shulchan aviv, but doesn't have his own money, he still has the mitzvah to give matanas of yoinim. So a teenager would have a chiyuv to give samach al shulchan aviv. Since he's a gadol, he has a chiyuv of to give matanas of yoinim. If he doesn't have any money, his father can give him money. He can be kind of the money and give it out to an oni. Even an oni is also chayiv in the mitzvah matanas of yoinim. A married woman, Machoikis in the Pesachim, says she is Samach al Shulchan Baal, and she doesn't have any money, she's part of the Baal. It was a Chiyuv on a married woman or not, that's a Machoikis. Some say yes, some say no. If you want to be Machmer, you can be Machmer. If you want to make it, you can be Mekel. One last point, just an element in the Kud of the Lomdus. When you give to one shliach to give out, he's giving out $100 to one oni, so how do you know that your $5 goes to oni, and maybe goes, all of your $5 goes to oni number one? There's a concept in Halacha called Yesh Breira, and when the person is giving out, he's giving out to more than one oni, we say that you're splitting it up, that between all of the money that he's giving, X amount of money is going to oni A, X amount of money is going to oni B, for each person. It's a concept called Yesh Breira. Obviously, if you're giving, we have to assume that he's giving amounts of money, depending on how many people are giving him, that he's giving at least a share pruta for every single person. Ladavki can guarantee that he's giving a shir suda for every single person. So you want to be makran that Indian, you should obviously, the more money you give, better chance you have that you're going to fulfill that mitzvah. Have a good morning.